You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded up 32.5 points or 0.17% at 19,217.5, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Monday. Previously on Wednesday, the NSE Nifty 50 dropped 90.45 points or 0.47% to settle at 18,989.15, while the BSE Sensex shed as much as 283.60 points to 63,591.33. The stocks to keep an eye on today are Tata Steel, Hero Motor Corp, BPCL, GAIL, Tata Power, ITC, Sun Pharma and Godrej Consumer Products. Up next, transactions on the Unified Payments Interface platform surpassed 11 billion in October as consumer spending increased during the festive season. The transaction volume rose 56.2% year-on-year in October, latest data from National Payments Corporation of India showed. In terms of value, transactions on the platform rose nearly 42% year-on-year to an all-time high of Rs. 17.2 trillion in October. Experts feel that an increasing number of consumers in Tier 2 and beyond towns are now opting for UPI payments, and this has led to a surge in transactions on the platform. On sequential basis, transactions rose 8% from 10.6 billion in September. In terms of value, it rose nearly 9% from Rs. 15.8 trillion in the previous month. Moving on, the fast-moving consumer goods FMCG arm of the Tata Group, Tata Consumer Products, is aiming for a turnover of Rs. 1,000 crore in the current financial year from the NourishCo portfolio. The latter, which includes brands such as Himalayan Packaged Water, Tata Gluco Plus and Tata Copper Plus, closed FY23 with net sales of Rs. 621 crore, a growth of 80% versus the previous year. The Rs. 1,000 crore top-line target for FY24 for NourishCo implies a growth of 61% versus FY23, which the company said would be achieved on the back of new launches and a distribution push across markets this year. In another development, a working committee constituted by the IFSC Gift City International Finance Services Center to finalize the policy framework for direct listing on the bourses has suggested that stocks traded here be made fungible. This would enable foreign investors' transaction in Gift City to convert dollar-denominated shares and sell them on the National Stock Exchange, NSE, or the BSE in case they are not able to exit their holdings in Gift City. Following a notification by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA, on October 30, a section of Indian public companies can now list a certain class of securities in permitted foreign jurisdictions starting with the IFSC in Gift City, Gujarat. The MCA has brought into force a provision to enable such listings on overseas exchanges. Meanwhile, Shapoorji Pallonji Real Estate on Wednesday said it has launched two housing projects in its 200-acre township in Pune and is expecting a revenue of around Rs. 1,500 crore from them. In a statement, the company said it is developing a 200-acre urban development project, SP Kingstown and Pune's Harapsar Annex. It will develop housing, commercial, educational, healthcare and retail spaces in this large township. Shapoorji Pallonji Real Estate has come up with two housing projects, Wilderness and Joyville Celestia, with a development potential of over 1.7 million square feet. Venkatesh Gopalakrishnan, Director, Group Promoters Office and the MD and CEO of SPRE said that with the launch of Wilderness and Joyville Celestia, they would provide home buyers various options from aspirational to luxury. In other news, analysts are bullish about Birlasoft's new CEO, who has not just steadied the ship, but also managed to provide a momentum in just under a year since he took the reins. Part of the CK Birla Group, the IT company had posted a net loss of Rs. 16.4 crore in the December quarter of FY23, a period when its new CEO, Angan Guha, assumed responsibilities. Today, after completing 11 months in the company, Birlasoft has posted a solid result, IT analysts said. Just after Guha joined the company, Invacare Corporation, a U.S. customer that used to give 3% of Birlasoft's revenue, filed for bankruptcy. The company was under pressure, with analysts not showing much optimism. Lastly, here is an app for those looking at solving ancestral puzzles, connecting with long-lost relatives, and breathing life into the branches of their family tree. Who were your great-great-grandparents? Where did they come from? What extraordinary journeys did they board on? The social app Kintree, which traces family trees, has partnered with genetic testing company MapMyGenome to offer a DNA ancestry test for exploring ethnicity, tracing ancestors, and unraveling these mysteries. Both companies believe every individual deserves to uncover the fascinating stories encoded within their DNA and want to connect with their roots. Kindry was looking to build a bridge between the past, present and future generations, allowing users to create a micro-community with their shared history. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.